So what we're going to do today for that service is, since we've been talking about bringing praise to our Heavenly Father, and we've actually added quite a few times brought some singing in, we're going to kind of follow in the tradition of that. We're going to continue on, not necessarily with a song service, but a praise service, where during that time we can sing hymns. We can also offer testimonies if anyone would like. We can offer poems, scripture readings, prayers, anything that would offer praise to our Heavenly Father. And we encourage you all to do that, because we all, at one point or another, at all times, we should be able to give words of praise to our Heavenly Father for all the things that He has done for us, both small and great. And so that's what we're going to set aside this next bit of time here to do. So with that, let us open this section with hymn 37, Boundless Grace. And we'll sing all three verses, and following the final verse, we'll rise. And Brother Johnny Golby will open with a word of prayer.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, the Creator of the day that we're living in right now, we thank Thee for the beautiful day. We thank Thee for the wonderful convention that we've had, and we look forward to the rest of the day and the rest of this convention. And we hope that we give the proper devotion to You, our dear God. We thank all these things through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Johnny, for your prayer. So over the next little bit here, we had the panel discussion last night on our theme text, Colossians 3:16. And in Scripture, again, as it reads up there, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And I think at this point in time, I think we could all be unanimous in saying that we have thankfulness in our hearts to God. I would think that we all have plenty to share and to feel as we offer this point in time where we offer devotion to God. So let's get started. Instead of listening to me talk, let's give praise to our Heavenly Father. Let's admonish one another in our choices that we are putting forth in our hymns and in our words that we say, if we have testimonies and if we have praises in other way. Let them give praise to God, and let all of us who are around listen to those words and listen to the words of the songs or hymns, that so that we can give thankfulness to God. Because that's the key. We want to always give thankfulness to God. Thanks, God. So, who would like to be first to offer praise to our Heavenly Father? 361. 361. So let's turn to 361. Under His Wings. you very much. Who would like to be next? And we, again, it doesn't have to be just hymns. We can offer praise in many different ways. So who would like to be next in offering praise to our Heavenly Father? Brother Albert. Brother Albert would like number 66. And if we all know Brother Albert, we all know that 66 is Brother Albert's favorite song. So we'll sing it all. Brethren, you should have the privilege of sitting up here with all the voices coming and being right into this corner. Does it ever sound good? Brother Tim.
It's been many years ago, I made a trip to India. This was their favorite hymn. And on the way back, I stopped off in Romania, and this was their favorite hymn. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I mean, there's been no communication between the groups. And while I'm speaking, I do want to testify to the Lord. July 4th, it was the day I was immersed. It's a long time ago. I've learned a lot of things, and I'm committed to learning a lot more. I praise the Lord for that.
Thank you, Brother Tim. Sister Karen.
Just this last week or two, I've been trying to read the Lord's direction and several different things, but one of the songs that keeps coming up in my mind is a song by an artist named Rich Mullins, who's no longer with us. Not with us, but you know what I mean. And here are the lyrics. Lord, you're leading me with a cloud by day, and in the night, the glow of a burning flame. Everywhere I go, I see you. Everywhere I go, I see you. And another one of his songs that's been in my mind is, O God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. And they're just beautiful lyrics, and it just means so much that we can have this opportunity to follow God and to let him lead us in every direction that will allow him. It's us stopping him from leading us sometimes. We go our own way. So that's what I'm trying to work on right now. And I appreciate the brethren, and I also bring the love from Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Brother John, you were next. Let's turn to 343. 343. Sing the wondrous story.
So let
thank you.
Sister Jean.
You can hold it for me because I got to scroll. Okay. This is Psalms 103. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy desire with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Jehovah executeth righteous acts and judgments for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his doings unto the children of Israel. Jehovah is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us after our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so Jehovah pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the loving kindness of Jehovah is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his commandment, and to those that remember his precepts to do them. Jehovah hath established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless Jehovah, ye his angels, that are mighty in strength, that fulfill his word, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless Jehovah, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless Jehovah, all ye his works, and all places of his dominion. Bless Jehovah, O my soul.
Thank you. It's amazing how every time you hear some of these psalms, they're just so beautiful. Thank you for that. Sister Sylvia, you are next.
Thanks, Rosalie. Yes, I'd like to give a short testimony. The second line in our last hymn, I was lost, but Jesus found me. I feel it kind of went that way with our life because my grandfather brought the Bible students to the community. Well, there was many, I guess, in that area at the time. A lot of elders. I know there was Jack Shepherd that proceeded over my grandmother's funeral. And Dad was brought up in the truth, and he kept the truth at us, but we didn't have regular studies. He kind of kept us on the right path, but we just didn't study. And then Johnny and I, we kind of were want more study. My mom, by the way, was an Anglican, and Dad showed her the truth. And Johnny and I, we were searching because we had no more studies. There was no studies around. And we did study with the Jehovah's Witnesses for a while. But that just didn't quite seem the way to go. And my parents, because there was no more studies, we always attended the memorial with the Jehovah's Witnesses year after year. But that was about all we did anymore. Until finally my cousin, who was a daughter of my dad's sister, my dad's brother, that is, and she'd been kind of learned some of the truth, and she listened to the radio, and she contacted Brother Frank Boychuk and Brother Mike Yastinchuk, and they started coming out, and we started having some studies. And she kind of went away from it. She doesn't come. She talks about it, but she doesn't come to any of our studies anymore. And that's how we got back into it. So I guess Jesus saw the pathways back for us. And I'm not sure what year we were started studying, but it seems like a long time now. Anyway, thank you, and I sure enjoy hymns, and I like everybody to request hymns. I would request one, but I took up some time now. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Sylvia. Who would like to be next? Brother Mike.
Our dear brothers and sisters, I was the one that was lost for 21 years with a Jehovah's Witnesses. That's for him here that says I was lost, but Jesus found me. That exactly fits my case. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Mike. 119. Let's turn to 119. 119. I need thee every hour.
Randy and I have always been, in quotes, blessed with a pretty sizable trip to go to meetings, and we've taken the opportunity to listen to CDs quite quite a bit. And we now have a habit of leaving a CD in, and it repeats itself over and over again until we have pretty much gotten the entire gist of it. And not that long ago, we were listening to a discourse about Jeremiah. And I really was blessed by it because I went into Lamentations. I never really did that before. And I'm just going to read a few verses from Lamentations chapter 3, beginning in 22. Because the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him. To the one who seeks him, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. And I would just, that has been such a strength to me. And I would just like to impress upon the brethren who serve us that your words are repeated in our minds and we get a great blessing.
Thank you, Sister Winnie. Who would like to be next? Sister Mary. 198. Let's turn to hymn 198, More Likeness to Thee. Let's turn to 155. Hallelujah. Carm, and oh boy, everybody's got their hands up here. We'll have to make it quick. Sister Carm?
I chose hymn 245 because I think it's the greatest work that's ever been done, choosing a bride and the next government.
Okay. Let's sing 245. 245. Drawing to a conclusion here, and I did see Sister Andrea's hand up before. We'll close with 72, and I would just like to say, brethren, that as the convention was drawing near and as we came to the start of it, with the different experiences, some of the brethren not being able to make it and so forth, I was starting to worry about a little bit how the convention would turn out. But, you know, the Lord always overrules everything, and with the power failures and everything else, it's been a real blessing. I have been totally blessed, and I'm totally enthused by how the convention has gone on, and I attribute that to all of you. So I would just like to say thank you to all of you for making it a wonderful convention. So let's close with hymn 72.
I think it's been beautiful, and the hymn singing, I have enjoyed it so much. It's been wonderful. I think we should do this more often at our conventions.
Sister Lynn says that's what we need to do. I think they'll have to. Yes, it has been beautiful. So let's close with 72, and then we'll rise after the final verse. And Brother Jerry, could I get you to come up and close the service?
Most kind, merciful, wonderful Heavenly Father, we thank Thee this day for the opportunity of gathering together, praising Thy name and giving all glory and honor unto Thee. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for providing Thy Son through whom all is made possible. And we thank Thee for the access to Thee, for the opportunity of coming to Thee in prayer to know Thy character, to know Thy plans and Thy purposes. We ask always for Thy blessing upon any efforts that have been put forward, Thy correction on anything said or thought amiss. And we thank Thee for this opportunity to raise our voices together in praise of Thy greatness. We thank Thee for the opportunity to step out of this sin-sick world for this short time. It is so much appreciated. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, always for the temporal things that lead us to fellowship and urging one another on to make that call and election sure. Heavenly Father, we need Thee every hour, and we pray Thy grace upon all. We thank thee through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.